In the latest survey conducted by IBAL, Irish Business Against Litter, North Inner City Dublin finished bottom of the table in 40th place, and I'm now joined by Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil candidate for the next general election, to talk about it. Very good morning to you, Mary, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Johnny, for inviting me.
No, you're most welcome. First of all, Mary, how is it that North Inner City Dublin has become so bad? Is it due to the removal of the bin waivers in the area?
Well, it's the latest report confirms a trend that has been downward in the sense of putting the North Inner City at the bottom of the league table for litter black spots, or the top of the league table for litter black spots and the bottom of the league table for clean spots in the country for a number of years. And you're right, I do think one contributing factor to the persistent littering of the area was the withdrawal of the City Council provided affordable domestic bin collection service. Your listeners will probably remember that back in 2012, the City Council made a decision to withdraw from the business of collecting domestic rubbish, household rubbish in the city, and the service was initially largely taken over by a private company, Greyhound, and then others entered the market. There's a number of bin collection companies now, City Bin, Panda, Thorntons, to name but a few. So now we've got a situation where previously there was one operator. It was a city municipal service, and it was an affordable service with a waiver for low-income households. Now, that waiver, you know, households qualified for the waiver on the basis that their income was at such a low level that they couldn't afford to pay for the service. And if they couldn't afford to pay for an affordable municipal public service, they certainly are struggling and are, in many cases, just unable to pay for what has become a privatised service and a much increased, from a financial cost perspective, from a household budget perspective, service. So that's a big contributing factor, there's no doubt about it. I suppose the other thing about the North Inner City is we need to keep in mind that this is the heart of our capital city. It's probably the most heavily trafficked part of the country. So it's densely populated. There's a high volume of pedestrian traffic and vehicle traffic and public traffic by both visitors from the country but also internationally. So the importance of cleaning it up is not just important to those of us who live in the area and who work in the area, but it's really important for the country and for the city in terms of the image it projects of Dublin and of the country to tourists from outside of the city and from outside of the country. And the fact that the illegal dumping problem and the persistent littering problem remains is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to those of us who live here and those who work here. And it really creates a negative impression for people who visit the area. And I have to say, Johnny, to be fair to people, you know, living in the North Inner City, there's a lot of people giving up their time on a voluntary basis right throughout the North Inner City, from Eastwall to Stony Batter, Phibsborough, Cabra, Drumcondra. You know, Tidy Towns groups, active residents associations, local cleanup groups, every place from Ormond Square and the markets to Drumcondra, Glasnevin, the Navan Road. You know, people are giving up their time after work on Saturdays to clean up, to do extra cleanups because the City Council has failed to get on top of this problem. And I think the council needs to recognise this, and the council needs to address it, because it, apart from the fact that it's unpleasant for us to live with and unpleasant for people visiting the area, it's also costing everybody. The City Council is spending close to €1 million a year on cleaning up illegal dumping in the city, and that's a cost to every taxpayer.
Yes, of course. If you don't mind me asking, was it not during the noughties when the government at the time removed power from councillors for waste collection in the area and then handed the responsibility over to unelected officials in civic offices? Would that be true or not?
Well, I would say this. Councillors, I mean, we could get into a discussion about local government and the powers of councillors, and you are quite correct to say that local councillors have limited powers. But the one power that councillors, or there's one or two powers that they have. One is the disposal of any properties that are held in trust. So the councillors act, let's say, on behalf of the people, and it is their responsibility to dispose of any assets of the city council that the city council holds in trust for the people of the city. So when the city councillors voted to dispose of or to withdraw from the waste collection service and voted for an annual budget, which in effect funds the executive functions, gives them their budget, gives them their finances to implement the policy that the councillors determine, that's when the councillors abdicated their responsibility. And I think the point that you may have been alluding to there was, you know, a kind of a political point. And I was on the City Council back in 2011. The service was withdrawn in 2012. So it was the budget of 2011, the annual City Council budget of 2011, that the decision was made to not fund a domestic bin collection service for the following years and for the City Council to withdraw. And that paved the way for the City Manager then to do make an agreement with Greyhound at the time for the City Council to withdraw and Greyhound to offer their services to homeowners in the city. And it's at that point that the City Councillors abdicated their responsibility. And at that point in time, it was Labour and Fine Gael who controlled the City Council. They were the majority groups on the City Council. And it is up to councillors when they are elected to act in the best interests of the city and the people of the city and the homeowners and the taxpayers. And I think it was at that point that the fatal mistake was made, because when they made that decision to vote for that budget, which enabled the executive functions to then withdraw from the service and for the service to be privatised, that the 40,000 low-income householders in the city were left without a waiver, and the service was unregulated, the service going forward was unregulated, and the prices have increased.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, on a number of occasions, I've noticed in the areas around Mater Hospital, Blessington Street, Nelson Street, Upper Dorset Street, and so on, with black bags left on the street, all torn up with litter everywhere, and probably after the cats got their claws into them. And I've also seen evidence, too, of illegal dumping of bags with no tags, you know, and the smell. It's a complete disgrace. And it's been like this for well over a decade now.
Absolutely, Johnny. And funny, I was just exactly that area on Monday afternoon, I think it was this week, over by Inishfallon Parade and off the North Circular Road and in around the Mater Hospital. And when you think of it, the Mater Hospital is such a huge facility, attracting so many visitors. And right across the North Inner City, though, you've got, you know, destinations that are drawing huge footfall. And for people to have to, you know, walk by bags of rubbish, uncollected rubbish, torn bags, as you say, it's really unacceptable. And keeping in mind as well, Johnny, the people living in this part of our country and our capital city are paying amongst the highest local property tax in the country. So it isn't unreasonable for them to demand that in paying a local property tax, that their local property tax would be spent on ensuring that the streets they live on are clean and are cleaned to a standard that would be acceptable in any other modern European city. You know, it's not as if they're not paying for a service. They are. They're paying quite significant property tax for quite modest homes in very highly trafficked areas. And it is reasonable for them to expect that the City Council would in turn deliver a clean street for them to walk out onto.
Right. So in 2012, low-income households in the area lost their bin waiver. Roughly, do you know how many households were affected by it?
My recollection is it was somewhere in the region of 40,000 low-income households across the city. So they wouldn't all have been in the North Inner City. That would have been right across the city local authority area.
Right, okay. And would you agree that this would have had a knock-on effect for the illegal dumping problem in the area as well? Probably.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, those households only had a waiver because they couldn't afford to pay for the bin collection service. Well, if they couldn't afford to pay for the affordable bin collection service, as it was under the City Council, it is just unrealistic to expect that they would have somehow magicked an income out of nowhere to pay for what became a much more expensive privatised service.
Right. And to introduce an affordable municipal waste collection service, would you agree this is probably the best viable option to address the whole issue?
I think it certainly has to be looked at. That's a suggestion. At the time when I was on the council, we did manage to get a commitment that Greyhound, in the initial first year of the contract of them taking over the bin collections, we did get a commitment that they would honour the waiver for the first 12 months. Unfortunately, after that 12 months expired, the councillors there wasn't any further agreement made with Greyhound or any of the other private bin collectors. I have long argued that it is an issue the City Council needs to look at and revisit. And I do think that considering we are now, 7 years on from the privatisation of the bins and the elimination and abolition of the bin waiver, and the problem is persisting with illegal dumping, I do think it has to be looked at. And also, if you take into account the fact that the City Council is spending close to €1 million a year on cleaning up illegal dumping. The government, I think, spends somewhere in the region of €2 or 3 million a year funding, illegal dumping tackling initiatives nationally. So it's not as if there's no money being spent on dealing with this problem. The problem is costing the city authorities and the national authorities out-of-pocket expense to deal with. Homeowners are paying local property tax and feeling like they're being dumped on quite literally. The issue does have to be revisited, and particularly in instances where there's clearly identifiable low-income households with verifiable low-income fixed budget households, those households need to be offered an affordable service. I believe, most people want to act responsibly. As a population, we've adapted, quite well to the recycling and to the use of the brown bin and segregating our rubbish. But in some instances, some people genuinely cannot afford to pay for these privatised services.
You're fine. Mary, in 2011, Dublin City Council, they removed 48 street bins over a 12-month period in order to deter illegal dumping. And apparently locals who couldn't afford the waste charges had been using street bins and dropping black bags beside them as well. What about the litter warden service? Are there sufficient resources in Dublin's north inner city at this time to deal with that?
Well, look, there is not. If there were sufficient, and I'm not in any way trying to disparage the individuals who are doing their job. I know many of the individuals working in city council in the public domain services, and they are really dedicated individuals. They work very hard at trying to tackle the problem. But no more than the people who are giving up their time voluntarily to do cleanups, the Finsbury Tidy Town, the Stony Batter Pride of Place, the Markets Pride of Place. People who are, after working hours, having finished a day's work and on their Saturdays, going out and cleaning up, their own neighbourhoods. Both those people giving up their time voluntarily and the City Council staff who are dedicated to trying to clean up the public domain are, to a certain extent, it has to be acknowledged, after 7 years now of persistently poor results in the league tables, they're fighting an uphill struggle. They're essentially, for every effort they're making, it is being undermined by the fact that there is a constituency of households that who just cannot afford the privatised service and don't have an alternative solution. That needs to be recognised by the authority. The local authority needs to recognise that and needs to set about addressing it in a more strategic, operational way. They can't just continue to, I think, firefight on this one. They've undertaken initiatives. I remember in the north inner city, the area management doing quite detailed door to door initiatives, trying to work to address this problem. But after a certain point in time, there is a reality that if the service is just out of the financial reach of some people, they don't have an alternative, and we need to accept that and come up with a solution. Because otherwise it does become too discouraging for both the staff who are dedicated to trying to tackle it and the voluntary homeowners and taxpayers of Dublin City and North Inner City who are giving of their time to, you know, to clean up on Saturdays and evenings in their neighbourhoods and along the canals and the parks and the public streets. And that's why I really do think the whole waiver for low-income households has to be looked at again.
Right, so we'll leave it at that, Mary, if it's okay, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
Thank you very much.
No, you're most welcome.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks again for joining us today. All the best to you, and take care. Have a great day. And, of course, we'll talk again
sometime.
Thanks, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
You're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Now, that was Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil, talking about North Inner City Dublin, who ended up at the bottom of the table in National Litter Survey.